A member of the so-called Syrian National Coalition has repeated calls for regime change in Syria.
I think if the Russians come clearly and say we are not going to support al-Assad and we are willing to have a transition without the Assad and his main aides that are responsible for the bloodshed in Syria, then absolutely, yeah, that would be very encouraging, and that probably would bring us closer to a political solution.
Safi also accused the Syrian government of not being serious about upcoming talks. He made the comments after a meeting between members of the Syrian National Coalition in the Turkish city of Istanbul. The comments come after Russia and Damascus are ready to take part in a conference on the country's future in Geneva. The talks have been proposed by the US and Russia. The exact date of the meeting has still not been worked out, and it's not clear who will speak on behalf of the opposition. Let's go to San Antonio and talk to Mark Dankoff, political commentator. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Dankoff, suppose there is regime change in Syria and the Syrian National Coalition or the opposition in general comes to power. Just how much do you think regime change would work then? Because the only thing we've seen from the opposition is only acts of terrorism.
Well, that's exactly right. I think George Galloway put it well, and that is that the people who committed this murderous atrocity in London a day or two ago are the same ilk as the types of people that the United States and the West and Israel are supporting in Syria. It's a preposterous situation that we're engaged in there, and it would have tragic consequences.
And how likely can Assad's regime or administration be changed, considering that both the army and the majority of people in Syria are resisting powerfully against the insurgents?
Well, that's exactly right. There was a report in the German Der Spiegel publication just in the last day or two indicating that German intelligence believes that Assad and his forces are once again gaining the upper hand against the rebels. So it's absolutely ridiculous that these rebels, on the other hand, are insisting that he step down, but in fact the government has the upper hand in the situation now.
And how optimistic are you about the upcoming talks about the crisis in Syria in Geneva?
I'm not super optimistic because, again, I think it's clear that American policy towards Syria is driven by Israel. And Israel wants Assad out as a prelude to an American and Israeli action against Iran militarily. So is assuming that Israel's position holds sway with the American government, it's very difficult to see how these talks actually succeed.
And so, speaking of Israel, how much do you think Israel will physically become involved in Syria?
I don't know how much they will become involved physically. It's clear that they're using surrogates in this present situation in Syria. So I think that whether or not they'll become involved physically is something that we'll have to just sit back and watch. But I think it's important that your viewers understand exactly what's going on here. I was on the Press TV network some days ago debating a guy who lives in Boston here in the United States by the name of John Hajar, who, of course, supports the notion of regime change in Syria. He heads up something called the World Council for the Cedar Revolution in Lebanon, and it's noteworthy that the term Cedar Revolution, as it pertains to Lebanon, goes back to U.S. Undersecretary of State Paula Dobriansky, who is tied up with the Israeli organization known as the Project for the New American Century, that in 1996 presented this clean break document that told us 5 years before 9/11 how American military and political and economic power was going to be used to promote Zionist interests in the Middle East. I think this regime change in Syria is a part of that clean break mentality.
Indeed. Well, we'll have to leave it there for the time. Many thanks there to Mark Dankoff, political commentator from San Antonio. Thanks for your time there, sir.